Back in July, the United Nations Security Council passed a resolution that called on Iran to suspend its uranium enrichment program by August 31st. Iran ignored the deadline and on Wednesday postponed a meeting in Vienna with officials from the European Union. U.S. Undersecretary of State for Arms Control and International Security Robert Joseph told reporters in Washington the time has come to impose sanctions on Tehran.
Iran continues to deny the IAEA access to facilities, to individuals, and to documents necessary to conduct the investigation. The many questions that have been raised by Iran's nuclear program have simply not been resolved. And the bottom line is that the IAEA is unable to confirm the peaceful nature of Iran's nuclear program.
Joseph said it would be intolerable if the United States and the international community allowed Iran to develop nuclear weapons.
With nuclear weapons, Tehran would be even more aggressive in its support for terror and its subversion of peace and stability in Lebanon, in Iraq, in Afghanistan, and elsewhere in the region.
Joseph said Iran's possession of nuclear weapons would threaten the very existence of Israel and trigger a nuclear arms race in the region that would threaten the future of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. He says despite the intelligence reports that Iran will not actually possess a nuclear weapon until at least the end of this decade, it is vital to prevent Tehran from developing the know-how.
If we are talking about stopping Iran from acquiring a nuclear weapon, we have to be able to stop them from acquiring the expertise, acquiring the technologies that will lead them to a nuclear weapons capability.
Joseph says Nicholas Burns, the Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs, will meet with officials from Britain, France, Russia, China, and Germany in Berlin on Thursday to discuss the standoff. Russia and China have advocated a slow approach to sanctions, preferring diplomacy instead, but the United States sees UN sanctions as part of the diplomatic effort. Richard Green, VOA News, Washington.